Hi PhD Comics, my name is Cleo Davey-Martin and I am a student at the University of Otago in Dunedin, New Zealand. My research falls under the field of environmental chemistry and I am currently in my second year of graduate school. The title of my thesis is Modelling the Vapour Drift Potential of Pesticides. So here goes. Imagine a bare agricultural field with pesticides added to increase crop yield. Alas, on the field pesticides don't stay, for they evaporate and get blown away. This troublesome process is called vapor drift, and the problems it causes are not a nice gift. The application efficiency is substantially diminished, and so the grower's finances are almost finished. Not to mention the effects it can cause off-site to non-target organisms. We should consider their plight. Pesticide toxicity and persistence in these ecosystems causes unintentional damage to sensitive organisms. So how can we prevent this phenomenon and help all the neighbours to get along? The simplest approach, which is most preferential, is to screen for pesticide evaporation potential. By identifying those who are most likely to drift, preventative action can be made nice and swift. For my PhD thesis, I developed a technique to predict evaporation loss in a way that's unique. Because pesticide interactions in the real environment with the water, air and soil sediment are accounted for within the calculations without the need for field observations. This approach is something rather new that the current European screening methods don't already do. Another thing about predicting these emissions is we can look at the different environmental conditions. For example, we can see what sort of effect occurs as the soil gets increasingly wet, or what happens with an increase in temperature or changes in the carbon fraction of the pasture. Are the pesticides more likely to evaporate, or will they suffer a different fate? The best thing of all is that the results can be plotted on coloured maps where each pesticide gets slotted into its own individual position where the map colour changes for each new condition. On the maps, red means more and purple means less evaporation potential that pesticides possess. So using this technique, it is very easy to find the conditions in which pesticides are much more inclined to evaporate and vapour drift a long distance when spraying should be regulated with much more persistence. The pesticides that show the highest evaporation can be monitored more closely before authorization. It's a nice and simple visual screening combination that authorities could implement for pesticide regulation. I would like to finish by thanking my PhD supervisors, Dr. Kimberly Hagerman and Dr. Yu Ping Chin, and finally, the University of Otago and the Ministry of Science and Innovation for funding. And thanks for listening.